Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Because real money is really an issue in your life. You're dealing with it all the time. You know, most of you have jobs. You try to invest some of that money once in a while or save it. You get confused. You pay bills. You worry about retirement. You worry about your kids, their college education, all these things. And then there are all these people out there misleading you with absolute impunity. I mean, really, truly misleading you to do one thing and to really one thing only. They make it appear they're doing it for you, but they're doing it for them to make them richer. And we want to help you out at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. I'm Don McDonald. Over there's Tom Koch. We're on two different coasts, but we're together in spirit and in voice and spirit.
By the way, I love this quote I read from a book I'm reading right now. The quote is, Wall Street takes more than it gives.
Sounds like a John Bogle comment.
It definitely is. So, anyway, yeah,
many Bogleisms.
Yeah, that's a great one, though. That really is so true. So true. You know, the other thing, we've seen this a lot the last couple of years with the great resignation, right? All people just saying, I'm done. That's it. Give me my voluntary layoff.
Millions of people are just walking away. Yeah. Still, walking away.
Yeah. Well, I know. And then they're faced sometimes with this difficult situation when if they're eligible for a pension, which is great, do they take the annuity payout or do they take the lump sum?
We had tons of questions on that from folks at Boeing. And here's where I was mentioning the industry. If you talk to somebody who is a financial advisor with air quotes around that because it means nothing, and they have anything to do with the insurance industry, they sell any insurance products, their suggestion is going to be, take that lump sum and invest it with me in an annuity. Or you could stay with your company, but there are certain restrictions. So should you, Tom, take that lump sum and invest it? Should you buy an annuity with it? Should you take the pension? These are tough questions.
And there's no easy answer, obviously. I mean, there's a lot of factors. But there are a couple of simple – the reason we're bringing this up again is interesting piece from Kiplinger, which is a source that I think generally you can trust. Mm-hmm. The author seems to feel that it makes more sense to take the pension than an annuity payout, right? Just get your money. You got better control. The author also says, interestingly enough, that there's about 1 million people that are already on pensions that are in imminent danger of insolvency, which is harsh. I mean, if you're on a pension and something happens, and it has happened, it's happened back, I think, in the Chicago with some government pensions. There have been places, certainly airline pilots 20 years ago had big pensions, and then the airlines went bust, and they had those greatly reduced. So it does happen. But I don't think that's the reason to make a decision about whether to take a lump sum or a payout. Here's a couple things I think you should think about. Number one, many people, and I get it, don't want to have any association with investing. They just don't want to do it. It's risky. It sounds like a roulette table. I don't want to be involved in that. So I'd rather just get the money.
Guarantee me something.
There you go. So, and I think for those people, then just trigger the annuity from your company. Just take the payout. You don't have as much control. It doesn't oftentimes adjust for inflation, that kind of thing. But it's just the worry for many people. It doesn't make sense to do that. But from a financial standpoint, we can pretty clearly show you, for the most part, that taking the money, investing it, you have the control. You're generally going to end up with more money, and you're going to be taking more out of it over time, generally. So those are my big picture, and I'll be talking about that at retirement next week because that's always a topic when it comes to retirement income.
The author's argument, though, is pretty interesting about not using the pensions in that the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation if we ran into a serious economic problem, could run out of money. But I mean, I'm also a big fan in most cases of taking a lump sum rather than taking a pension, because I think you then it's your money. But I want to talk a little bit when we come back about the dangers of where you go when you take that lump sum.
Don and Don are talking real money.
Want a free copy of my book, Financial Physics? Well, go download it right now at Vestory.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Now, usually when we have slow calls on this weekend, we blame it, not on us, because, of course, we're never responsible. We blame it instead on the opening of boating day season there in the Puget Sound area. But Tom tells me that this is not the kind of day you want to be on a boat.
You have to be a committed, or maybe you should be committed, if you're out boating in this weather. It's pouring rain and 44 degrees. Now, that may be great in southern Alaska, but...
That's downright balmy in southern Alaska.
Yeah. That's just nuts.
On the Aleutians, that's where, the Bering Strait, particularly great weather. So anyway, our number, if you want to call us, is 855-935-TALK or 8255 for the last four digits if you like numbers. 855-935-TALK. I almost forgot the number for a minute. I found a cool, kind of a cool tool. I'm going to talk a little bit more. Let's talk a little bit more about pensions, lump sum distributions, that kind of thing.
Sure.
A lot of people want to compare their pension to what that lump sum would bring them if they got an annuity, an immediate annuity. And there's a really cool, there's a resource I use a lot, which is immediateannuities.com.
I'm using it for my presentation next Saturday.
And where you can get some really good quotes and right
single
away.
Single life.
Single life, joint life. Because remember, your pension, you probably can choose between single and joint life.
Yep.
And it's interesting. This article from Kiplinger raised a great point. When you, on a $1 million, if you had $1 million and you retired at 65, the typical pension is going to be about $5,000 single life a month.
In other words, only going to give you the benefit. Anything happens to you, then it's over.
You die 2 days after retiring.
Sorry about that.
You're done.
Yep.
So people get joint life. They have a spouse. But the joint life in this case would be about $4,000 a month, or $1,000 difference for basically the life insurance company to take a little bit more risk that somebody lives a little longer. That just seems like a huge life insurance premium when you think about it. But if you want to check this, let's say you've got $1 million lump sum option. They say you get $1 million or you get the $5,000 a month pension single life. Go to immediateannuities.com and see how that compares to the current immediate annuities in the industry. And you can.
I've got the number. Yeah. Cause I think I just looked 100,000. You get about $550 a month on. Single life, was it? Anyway,
single life. Single life for sure.
Yeah,
that would absolutely
be single
life. I put
that number into my presentation. Yeah, so.
But let's talk about the reality of even that. The immediate annuity. This is what people don't get. They hear the annuity salesman saying, well, we're going to give you 8% per year on your money.
Yeah.
You put in $1 million. It might be. A total return of 8%. Actually, in this case, it's more like 6.5%.
Money, your money.
But the reality is, if you're 65 and you only live, I'd love to live for just 20 years from now. If you live 20 years from when you turn 65, and you collect that $5,000 a month, you will have just gotten your principal back at that point.
That's
will not have made a penny.
I know. It's a long time.
On that
time,
$1 million.
Yeah, I know.
And think about it for a minute. If you had $1 million invested at 7% per year, that's being aggressive, but 7% per year over that time, and you didn't spend a penny after 20 years, you'd have $4 million. $4 million!
And it would have been yours all the time. And if you need a variation, and here's the other thing about all of the annuity type, single, all that stuff. If you get to the place in your life where there's an emergency, it appears we're facing one of these in our household, where you need a lot of money for whatever reason.
And you need it
soon. If you've given it to somebody else, now you can't get it. I mean, that's another reason to keep it yourself, because then you have the flexibility of saying, well, here's $200,000. I can take care of XYZ problem. If I've given it to somebody else, I can't get at that.
And here's another way,
reasonable argument.
Here's another way to think about this. Let's say, for example, you had this $1 million lump sum at age 65 and you invested it moderately. You invested it about half in stocks and half in bonds, somewhere around there. We believe it's reasonable to expect a 5-6% average annual return from that over the course of two decades, that it would average out to that, which means you could probably take 5% of the principal amount, which in some years would be a lower number, in other years would be a much higher number, but you could take 5% of the principal every year for the rest of your life and still have $1 million or more 20 years later. Basically, you took out the same amount of money because we're not adjusting for inflation. Could be a little lower, a little higher. We're not adjusting for inflation, and we're not taking out more than 5% of the principal, so we're not drawing it down dramatically, even during periods when the market falls. And when you run those numbers over and over and over again, it's called a Monte Carlo simulation, you end up in almost every scenario looking at having $1 million in 20 years, and you've had that income. You can have your cake, and you get to eat it.
And that's a flexible withdrawal. I mean, if you do a set amount and you adjust for inflation, but you only do it at 4%, you can end up leaving a lot of money to others, depending, of course, what happens in the next 20 years.
Right. We don't
but
know.
But looking
that.
Back, it's been very, very good. Yeah. So I think that's, again, but going back to where we started, some people, they just can't do this. I get that. But the reality is for most people, if you can deal with the ups and downs like we've had this year, like we had in 2020, et cetera, you end up with more control. You end up with access to the money when you need it. And you end up, just frankly, with more money.
And you and your financial advisor or insurance agent ends up with a lot more money, which makes me feel good.
Well, you were going to mention that because a lot of people do get that lump sum and then they do something bad with it. You're right. They roll it into an annuity. They roll it into an expensive product. And that could end up being a bad decision, just as bad as getting the annuity payout, right?
Yeah, think about it for a minute. If you handed $1 million to most insurance people who were selling some sort of an annuity to you, a fixed annuity, an indexed annuity, a variable annuity, they're going out of your $1 million. You're going to drop when you hear this. Out of your $1 million, they're going to get somewhere between $80,000 and $120,000 right up front. Your money.
Does that sound like a good deal? But to them, not to you.
So when you when you get advice, it's like everything else in life. Follow the money. That's where you're going to find the truth, is when you follow the money. How are they getting paid? And make sure anytime you talk to anybody about anything, you get everything in writing from them so that you totally understand it. Don't ever take words spoken, because words spoken can be denied. Words written down, they have weight. 855-935-8255. 855-935-TALK. Call. We've got lines open for you right now.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Is your portfolio a mess? You may have a case of hodgepodgeitis, but don't worry, we can help. Just set up a free, no-obligation meeting with a Vestory advisor at Vestory.com. No sales pitch, guaranteed. That's Vestory.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Holy cow, Tom.
Yes.
We broke through 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. It's a big moment.
I wish I could get excited.
I know.
That is such a small number on YouTube. There's more for, you know, funny cat videos.
Hey, well, we haven't been on for very long.
Okay. We need some better tricks.
I mean, it's about a year. So 1,000 in a year.
So and to be honest with you, to be completely honest, and I know you spend a lot of time on this.
Oh God, I spend a ton of time on it.
Bless you. But the reality is, please don't take this the wrong way, but two old white guys talking to each other
is hysterical.
Not that interesting a video.
Absolutely wonderful. It's so much fun. Yes, it is.
Don't one guy telling bad jokes.
Don't
the other
disparage
guy telling
my hard
stupid.
Work.
I'm sorry. It's not your hard work. It's just what are
well,
you
now wait
with?
A minute. For how long has Mark Hebner at IFA been doing YouTube videos?
I'll say 15 years.
Okay, and he has under 6,000 subscribers.
Well, when you get there, call me. So.
Oh, wait. Somebody literally while we were talking, somebody just subscribed to bring it to 1,005.
Okay. So you go to youtube.com, type in Talking Real Money and subscribe. But in the interim, we should go to the phones. Quit complaining.
I'm going to go to the phones. I'm just sharing good news.
I was complaining.
You're the one who poo-pooed it and are grumpy and everything. All right. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. And Brian, it's your turn. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Tom and Don. First of all, it must be said, I listen to a lot of radio. I watch a lot of news. There is virtually nothing like you guys on the radio. You guys are really just unicorns, and I just wanted to say, if anyone didn't realize just how special this is, I just needed to say thank you. You changed so many lives.
I wondered what this thing sticking out of my head was.
I thought that could go either way when he said there's nobody like you. Nobody in the world like you guys. Anyway, so
you disparaged our YouTube video, Tom.
I shouldn't have done that. Thank you. Yeah. No, it's very kind. We really do appreciate it.
What's up?
It's a great thing. And okay, more of a question just for interest today. I got in this thing. I started investing and learning about it like a year ago, so I'm fairly new. And over the last year, I've learned all about passive strategies and modern portfolio theory, all the good stuff. I'm geeking out. Now, I've heard a little bit, about Warren Buffett, who hasn't. I just kind of tuned in for the Berkshire Hathaway thing last week, the meeting. And my sense is that Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger seem to be the two active trading guys that all the academics who are into passive strategies really, really respect. And yet those two guys don't really care about, they think modern portfolio theory is BS and they don't really care about efficient markets. They do, he says you should get the S&P 500, you shouldn't trade. But what is it about them that everyone really respects, even though they're active? It's their record? What do you want to take this one?
Well, I'll start. You can finish. Okay. Number one, Warren Buffett had a terrific track record. And by the way, the last, I think, 15 or 16 years, had you just bought an index of U.S. large value companies, you did better. Number two, I don't know that he would diss modern portfolio theory because he does think for most people, you just own index funds. Number three, remember that if you're trying to say, why can't other people be like him? He has huge advantages. He has $120 billion sitting around. They get involved in the management of companies. They're not just investors per se. So there's no real way to compare them to you and I if we were going to invest. Don?
Yeah, I'm glad you raised that point because that's the point I always use. Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger are not mutual fund managers. They do not pick the companies that they think will do well in the future like a mutual fund manager does. They buy them. They buy them and they get involved. They buy a substantial portion that gives them a seat on the board. They always want a seat. And they buy ownership to where they can change the future of the company, unlike most money managers who can't do much of anything about changing the future of the company. They take an active hand in it. And Tom's right. Their 15-year numbers are no better than buying a large cap index.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Set your course for a great future with a free copy of our 60-page Better Retirement Guidebook at Vestory.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
We're counting down. It's less than an hour to go before the show has to conclude. You're talking real
money.
Before the show has to go. And Don has to get into the car and drive a long way.
Oh, how far?
To audition for a role in a student film. See, I'm not making any money yet doing acting, but I was asked to audition for a student film at Full Sail University, the part of Grandpa George.
Jeez. That sounds appropriate.
I know. I'm
so this
really
like Full
old.
Sail, like the brewery, or Full Sail?
No,
and
Full
some
Sail
other?
Is actually a really interesting school here in Orlando. It's a university devoted just to creative arts, to film and television and web design and animation and all this stuff. And it's this accelerated program where you get a four-year degree. You go to school all the time, and you get it in 2 years.
Now, wait a minute. Let me make sure I have this straight. So for Mother's Day, your mother's not there.
No, my mother's
in New
York.
You're
going
to the mother of your children and go
it's,
up
no,
north?
It's Saturday. It's just Saturday. It's Saturday. I'm going to an audition.
Oh, so you're doing this today.
I'm doing that after the show today.
Ah, okay.
Tomorrow you'll be home
cooking breakfast, lunch, and dinner,
no,
cleaning the house, all
no,
that
it's,
kind of
she's
stuff.
Not my mother. My mother's in New York.
Oh, you're doing that one. Boy, that worked for about no Mother's Days here.
Yeah, I know. It's not going to work for me tomorrow either. It's not
going to
work.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad Debbie can't listen on the radio, so she won't yell at me when she gets back.
My wife's listening right now for one of those rare moments, so yeah. Be very careful what
be
I say
careful.
Next.
855-935-TALK is our phone number. Give us a call. 855-935-8255. Lee, you're up. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. I always enjoy listening to you guys on a Saturday. I have a family member without any kind of pension or 401k. He has a residential house, and then he has this rental, and it looks like the rental he's got sold, in which case there'll be $800,000 that he's going to get, I think, slaughtered on capital gains. Do you guys have any tips for what to do?
As a rental, yes, sadly.
Yeah, yep. He's going to have a big hit.
Do you know what his cost basis is? Or their cost basis?
I bet it's low.
It was very low. I think he traded and put in 47,000 of his own money, 20-odd years ago. And now if this sale goes through at 850, is there any way, he's in his 80s. Is there any way to, you're talking about annuities.
The only way to,
try to buy an annuity.
No.
Yeah, and the only way to deal with the capital gains would be to do an exchange of some kind, but in your 80s?
And it's time to just, I know we all hate paying taxes. We hate it.
I don't hate paying taxes.
We don't like it. I mean, particularly when, in this case, it's about $200,000.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit.
A little less than $200,000. So,
but you made a lot of money.
But he made a lot of money. Yeah.
Right,
I mean,
so what does he do with the remainder that he gets to keep?
What
should he do with that remainder?
That's where it is so important now that he makes sure that he has a really viable plan. And this is one of those instances. You know, we say a lot on the show. You can do this on your own. He can't. He cannot, because this money is the rest of his life. This has to be invested properly to provide the income he needs without taking too much risk. But you can't, as you can't get decent income unless you take some risk. So there has to be, in his case, I'm 100% on this. He's got to have a fiduciary advisor.
At 100% fiduciary advisor is the only way to go. We have a list of some of them on our website, but you've got to get that advice. This money should be treated with kid gloves.
Yeah.
It's exceedingly important.
You do not go to a
stockbroker.
You do not go to a stockbroker. You do not go to somebody, from a social group or a church. You do not go to a relative. This is more important than picking a good doctor in this case, at this point in his life, because his life truly depends on the proper allocation and management of, for the rest of his life, this money. So go to talkingrealmoney.com/help, and we've got a lot of resources there that can help you find the right kind of advisor, and then make sure you interview them. We have an interview form there. There's a list of people you don't want to deal with and some people you might want to contact. Thanks for the call.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
A second opinion could save your life either physically or fiscally. Let one of our Vestory advisors help you save your future at Vestory.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Yeah, I just realized, Tom, that next week at Retire Meet, we're going to have the largest number of advisors we've ever had at a Retire Meet.
That's true, because we're bringing people in from out of town. Don't give people idea. They might want to drive a truck loaded with explosives in there or something. So,
where did you even come up with that thought?
That's a bad thought. Okay.
What do you think?
Take that one back.
The Merrill,
because there's people that hate financial advisors.
Does Merrill
get all them together in one room and then ba-boom-bo.
Does Merrill have like a military branch?
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I was thinking more of the insurance company.
Are the insurance company
looking for your
Anyway, at RetireMe, one thing we have not mentioned is that all of our advisors will be there from the Seattle area and outside of the Seattle area.
Yeah.
And they will be available throughout the day. To spend some time with you.
You can text them while you're sitting there and say, I got a question, et cetera. And if you want to go talk to them, there's a place to go do that. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have a really cool setup.
It.
So, you know, Lee, bring your dad. Talk to some advisors. 855-935-TALK is our phone number, 855-935-8255. Andy, it is now officially your time. Welcome to the show.
Hit it.
Hey, guys. Great to hear from you. So I'm looking forward to retirement next week. I'm going to do it virtually because I'm in Iowa. But I have a real quick question for you. So I retired. I'm 59. I retired about 6 weeks ago, and I moved my 401k funds from my employer, and I sent them over to Vanguard. Now, Vanguard has cashed the check, but it has not been credited yet to my account, and it's been about 10 days. So how long does it typically take, in your experience? Right. That was my
not that long.
I'd call John Bogle Jr. if I were you, just to see what's going on there. No, he's still involved in that. Yeah, you know, here's the thing. Vanguard, know we love Vanguard because we do, because the products have been good, and they were the leader in low-cost indexing, et cetera, and I'd forgotten that, frankly, until I was reading this book, that they have $8 trillion that they're managed. Part of the problem with Vanguard is the $8 trillion. They've just had a hard time keeping up with all the service kind of requests, things that are coming in all the time. It's ridiculous. Before lunch, they take in, you know, a couple $1 billion. So they're struggling. I wouldn't worry, but I might make a phone call if it doesn't show up in the next couple of days.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I absolutely would. I absolutely would.
Yeah.
I know that they say that transfers can take a while, but this really isn't a transfer. They've got the check, and they cash the check.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah, the check's been cashed. So I'm a little, you know, and when I spoke to one of their customer service reps, who shockingly got on the line fairly quickly based on some of the horror stories I've been hearing, you know,
they've been adding people.
It could take 10 to 20.
How long?
Business
10
days,
to 20?
Which is totally impractical. And
that is impractical. That. Frankly, when people give us rollover checks, it goes to Charles Schwab, and they show up, I think, like the next day. That is very odd.
That's not even what they're saying on their own website. It usually takes about 3 to 4 days for a check to settle and show up in your account.
You know, settling and showing up are two different things. It'll show it there. They may not allow you to access the funds to buy.
Right, but his isn't even showing up in his account yet.
Yeah, I might call on Monday and be a little more.
Oh, no, I would absolutely be more persistent. I would call on Monday and I would say, I need your supervisor, please, because this is too long.
And by the way, speaking of that, I mean, you're in Iowa, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, I think it's totally lame that you can't come to Bellevue for a retire meet.
Well,
I think of planes and stuff and trains and, you know, come on.
They do have
you're
planes.
Retired.
We're not worth that much.
No, okay.
This kind is true, but as you may have heard, you can't get out of Des Moines anywhere direct. So it's probably three.
That's
stops.
True.
They have a river there, don't they? He
would have to stop in Denver go backward to Chicago.
Yeah, all right. You got to
not get in there directly. No, but I have worked with Andrew Hooley in the past. He's fantastic. Looking forward to what you guys do. Your show next weekend. So really looking forward to it. Yeah, I was just.
You'll like it.
You know, it troubled me that they've been, you know, fairly difficult to deal with, to at least acknowledge that it's at their end. But I just was wondering if 10 days was out of line. I thought it was.
I'm looking at their own website, and they're really saying that 4 business days is about right. But, of course, they have it down here at the bottom that says these times are not guaranteed.
I think Don had the right thing. Like any situation, you want escalation here. I think you call and you say, I've already talked to a customer service rep. I need my call escalated to the next level. I think that's fair.
Because, and here's your argument. I'm losing like 10 or 12 cents a day in interest.
Yeah, but think how much money you save by not being invested.
So send me a cup of coffee. So send me a darn cup of coffee. That's what I mean. By not being invested, he's losing like, by not being invested, he's probably saving money. Look how well you've done by not being invested.
They did you a favor, Andy, by keeping you out of the market the last 10 days.
All right. Don't call. Don't call. Don't call. Just wait. That's funny. 855-935-TALK. Do we have another call? I think we do. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have Jim. Hi, Jim. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi. I have two questions on Social Security. I'm getting close to 70 years old. I'm still working. But from what I see from a recent letter from the Social Security Department, I should probably be taking my Social Security starting at 70. Because even if I keep working, I guess they recalculate every year. And if
you do get a little bit of a boost if you keep working, that is correct. I didn't know this until last week, but you're going to start taking it at 70 anyway. That's that.
Yeah, that's what I meant. There'd be no reason not to start taking it at 70.
None.
Nope.
Nope.
Because,
nope.
I mean, it's not going to go up. If it does go up, supposedly they recalculate it every year anyway if you're working. And otherwise, at 70, I think they stop. You'd get the maximum you're going to get anyway, right?
Right.
I'm going to correct you just because this came up in a conversation with a couple of advisors last week, and I found out that if you do keep working after 70, you could still get a little bit more.
It depends on how close you are to the max that you can get. Period. Anyway, and it's going to be
replace a year where you had no income.
It's going to be, and it's going to be so incremental that one month of that extra Social Security would be more than the incremental benefit over the course of possibly years.
Good point. What's your next question on Social Security, Jim?
Well, on that one, also they sent that letter saying that they do recalculate every year, even to keep working after 70, and then they would readjust for the 35 years if a year. But the other question is, like I said, I'm about 1 month away. How long does it take to apply for Social Security?
About 6 months. You want to get down there as soon as you can.
Most of them aren't taking real people.
Yeah, they'll go back and give you the months you missed as a result of not triggering it till a little later. So you'll still get those months. But
officially, Social Security says 3 to 5 months.
Yeah, I always say 6 to be safe.
Yeah. So you'll get once you file, you'll get back to when you turn 70. So you'll be okay.
There you go. That's what
Thanks
I'm saying,
for the
yeah.
call. We'll be right back.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Tom and I created Vestry to help everyone become a better investor, even those who will never be clients. Let one of our advisors help you start your financial plan or solve a money problem free with no obligation or high-pressure sales pitch at Vestry.com, Vestory.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Got plans for next weekend? Next Saturday specifically? Well, if you don't have anything big, we've got an idea. Tom, where should they be next weekend?
Next Saturday, the 14th of May at Maiden Bauer Center in Bellevue for Retire Meet 2022. Don, myself, Paul Lopescu, Herb Weisbaum, etc.
RetireMeet.com. Go to RetireMeet.com and make your reservations. Bye.
We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for informational, educational, and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future, so past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial product or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Appella Capital, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. And to keep the lawyers happy.